From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama prepares to make his historic visit to Cuba. The president leaves Sunday. During his three-day trip, he will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and with Cuban dissidents. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports, Mr. Obama's visit is the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years.
Obama will meet with President Raul Castro on areas of mutual interest and disagreement, like human rights. Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
A French prosecutor said Saturday that the top suspect in November's terrorist attacks in Paris planned to blow himself up outside a soccer stadium, but changed his mind. Salah Abdeslam was released from a Brussels hospital and taken to prison Saturday, one day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during a police raid that captured them. French prosecutor François Moulin said that Abdeslam's statement that he had backed down from killing himself has to be taken with caution. He said Abdeslam was seen in a section of Paris that was not attacked that night. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The White House said two Americans were among five people killed in a suicide bombing Saturday in the main shopping district of Istanbul. As Dorian Jones reports, two Israelis and an Iranian were also killed in the attack, which wounded at least 36 people.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a two-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian officials investigating the crash of a Fly Dubai 737 in Rostov-on-Don Saturday say the flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered from the doomed airliner. The aircraft crashed and broke into small pieces early Saturday morning as it attempted a second landing in heavy weather. All 62 people on board were killed. Fly Dubai's CEO said that his company will do anything it can to help in the efforts.
As I speak, members of our team are contacting relatives of the passenger and crew who were on board, and we are offering any help that can be offered.
Officials hope the recordings could help make clear what happened in the moments leading up to the crash. Despite protesters' attempts to stop his rally in Arizona Saturday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continued to generate controversy and attention. Trump repeated his pledge to build a wall along the border with Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants.
This is going to be real change, and we're going to have a border. And unless you have a border, you don't have a country, folks. You don't have a country. Remember that.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont campaigned in another location along the Arizona-Mexico border. He promised to end what he called inhumane deportation programs and pave the way to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants. Arizona holds its primary Tuesday, another contest in which the Republican winner gets all the state's delegates. Trump has more than half the delegates he needs to secure the nomination. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.